As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And here are a few of the Easter eggs we may have forgotten about. Because I forgot about that. I remember it now. I just brought it up, but it was a preseason game. You had DiVincenzo pissed off enjoying it, Rick Brunson or Tom Thibodeau. You had Mikal Bridges openly questioning the head coach and his minutes and using his bench.
Right.
You had that. You had
that
obvious.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Right, because it was blatant.
No doubt. You had the bickering amongst players and the comments, the veiled comments that Josh Hart would make concerning sacrifice.
Right.
And being selfish. And then you even have what Jalen Brunson said in his post-game press conference that we all assumed meant he wanted Tom Thibodeau back. So let's take a re-listen to something we did play yesterday. This is Jalen Brunson in the post-game press conference of Game 6 being asked about head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Do you kind of feel that going forward he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way at next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Now, do you take that any differently now?
When I first heard this, I didn't think that much of it, although my antenna went up just ever so slightly. Because remember, I have had this take all season long. The only way Tibbs gets fired, unless they lose in the first round.
Was Jalen.
Losing the star player, which is Jalen. When you are asked a direct question and you respond with a, are you seriously asking me that? Why would you ask me that? It comes off like you're defensive and you're deflecting. Why wouldn't you just say yes immediately? Why would you say, are you seriously asking me that right now? Like if my wife went to me and said, did you leave the toilet seat up or you didn't take out the garbage? I go, what do you mean? Why would you say that? Of course I did. Why wouldn't I just say yes? But I didn't think anything of it because I never thought Tibbs was getting fired. But now that he did, I just thought it was interesting to revisit. And what I'd be curious what everyone else
is. So now you're, I got to be honest, my gut off the top is nothing changes. This still sounded like someone that wanted Tom Thibodeau back.
It's also, and let me be clear.
Why
I think
you just say, of course?
Because you know what, Teak? It's possible that Brunson, being the captain, his father's on the staff, he already knew it was coming, and he was trying to find the best respectable way to say it. I'm not implying that Jalen Brunson is lying. What I'm saying is he probably already knew the answer, and he was caught in a situation where he didn't expect to get asked that and deflected a little bit and seemed like, how could you possibly ask me that? And then to say yes. Does that make sense? He already knew this was coming.
Yeah. It makes sense as we try to apply what ended up happening, but I still hear it, and I think the same thing, which is that Jalen wanted him back. Now, Jalen Brunson has not gone to social media yet. He has not tweeted anything. We did mention earlier Josh Hart did. It was just words of appreciation for Tom Thibodeau. But the good news for Jalen is his next roommates podcast is going to be his most downloaded. Because we're all going to be waiting. Like, what's he going to say? And you know what Jalen should do? Never talk about it. Do an hour on the Mets and the Yankees and how much fun he had playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. And just never mention. Make people sit there for an hour, and he never mentions that his head coach got fired. Let's go to John in Lindenhurst. How are you, John?
Hey, Evan, how you doing, brother?
We're good. What's up?
So it's Jay Wright. Jay Wright is the coach. He's going to get hired. And let me say this to you.
Yeah.
You're a hockey fan, Evan, right?
I mean, I like it, sure.
Yeah, so it.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jim Dolan. This is a Jim Dolan hire.
Why do you think that, though? Why do you think that? Because I know that even Sal mentioned that earlier, that this came from ownership. What makes you feel the owner overstepped here?
Because when you talk about Jim Dolan and the Rangers also, Chris Drury's his guy, right? He brought in Mike Sullivan.
Well, I got to let you go, but obviously you tried to make your point that it's the owner.
Yeah, well, the owner fired the Rangers, right?
Peter Laviolette, yeah.
Right, they fired Laviolette this year.
But so. I think it's, first of all,
I don't see the connection.
We have to separate the Rangers and the Knicks, just like we had to do it 10 years ago when he was very hands-on with the Knicks and wasn't with the Rangers. James Dolan finally, after years of screwing it up, hired the right guy in Leon Rose. And the success has been obvious over the last half a decade. I don't think this is about Dolan walking into Leon's office and saying, you know what? I want you to fire the head coach. Because here's the other reason I don't believe it. I don't think Leon would put up with it. I think Leon Rose has made so much money in his time as an agent and now as an executive that I think he would tell him no.
Right. You hired me to do this job. Let me do this job. If not, fire me.
Right.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I don't think he's putting up with that. And also, there's more evidence over the last few years that Leon Rose is going to do big freaking things to try to win than there is evidence that this owner has gotten handsy again. Because the owner hasn't been handsy with the Knicks for over a decade. So we're only saying it based on the scars we have over Isaiah Thomas or Phil Jackson. And I get those scars. I live those scars with all of you guys. But I just don't see it. I think this is an executive in Leon Rose who's very mysterious because he doesn't speak to the media, who said, I'm not winning with him. I'm not. Just like I wasn't winning last year with Julius Randle. Yeah. And I agreed with him on that.
Right. Can I throw an off the wall, random, whose fault it is that Tibbs is not here?
Of course.
Adam Silver?
What are we blaming him for?
Because the Knicks lose Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the NBA until Thursday?
If the Knicks lose
They'd lost.
Yes.
Are you talking about the Knicks? Are you talking about the NBA until Thursday?
Probably not.
Exactly.
So what does that mean? Adam Silver said fire your coach to make some news?
Just a conspiracy theory. Hey, Leon, James, you know you guys are thinking about getting rid of Tibbs anyways. Why don't you just go ahead and do it? Do it on a Tuesday.
Boy, I'll tell you.
You're going to get the Monday bump
right.
Because people haven't talked about it on Monday. But do it on Tuesday. It's going to give us a nice little bridge until we get to the NBA
finals. I tell you, you guys love to come up with NBA conspiracies.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It's just very coincidental.
Let's go to Ashton in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Ashton.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
All right. I got a trade offer, basically, for the Knicks. The Knicks should trade a second-round pick and Cat to Miami for Bam and Strowsham.
Get the hell out of here with this. I give Knicks fans credit. They're already fantasizing about Eric Spoelstra.
Now, they should.
What? He's not available.
I know he's not available, but if you're going to fire your head coach over the last 5 years who got, I think most of the years he won additionally every year. He might have taken a step back in year 1 to 2 and 3, but whatever. You know what I mean? He's gotten you consistently to the postseason, and you're going to fire him. You better go get somebody who's better. Don't get somebody who might be better. It better be somebody who's better.
Just so we know, back in January of 2024, so this was a year and a half ago, Eric Spoelstra signed an 8-year, $120 million contract extension with the Miami Heat.
That's just money.
Well, it's not just about money. It's the fact that the Heat control him.
Of course they do.
They're not sending him to New York.
That means if they send him to New York, they'll get a lot of money back.
Well, yes, but they're not sending him to New York. I mean, you guys are hot stuff with this.
But why not shoot for the stars?
I know. That's all I'm saying.
You can shoot for the stars just like you shoot your shot with Sidney Sweeney in your dreams every night.
Okay, fair enough.
But the same outcome is realistic. Like, you ending up with Sidney is as realistic as Eric Spoelstra ending up as the head coach of the Knicks. And let that be my famous last words after I told you Bridges wouldn't be traded to the Knicks last year. I'm just saying, there's no reason for Miami, who doesn't like the Knicks, to say we're going to move on from our head coach, which they haven't done since they hired him. Obviously, he's been there for a long time. Not only are we going to move on from him, which they won't do, but we're going to move on from him and allow him to coach the Knicks?
Okay, probably not the perfect, you know, comp, but why does everybody think, besides the fact of the Villanova connection, that Jay Wright is going to leave a cushy TV job to go coach in the NBA?
Here's why.
In a spot where college coaches don't have success in the league.
Here's why. I don't know Jay Wright's contract. I'm pretty confident he'll have an out that says, I can break this contract to coach in the NBA.
That's very true. But
this is very, very different.
They almost all do.
I understand that, but he has a great job right now, and coaching in the league, albeit a good job, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of pressure.
But Tommy, here's what you're doing, and it's totally fine. You're changing the discussion now to Jay Wright. If you want to talk about Jay Wright, we can talk about Jay Wright.
I'm just saying
nothing
that
he's
also employed, is my point, and Spoelstra is also employed.
Yeah, but not as a coach.
Come on.
No, I understand
it's not
that.
Not the same.
But my point is that everybody wants to just say, well, Jay Wright, and then you throw out Spoelstra. There's probably an angle to get a Spoelstra, and maybe it's a 1%, so you're saying there's a chance. But Jay Wright, to me, is just as, like, far-fetched.
No, it's not. One guy's employed by another NBA team. The other one's employed by a TV channel.
Do you think Jay Wright is going to be the head coach of
the
Knicks?
No, but that's different. I'm not saying he's going to be the head coach. I'm saying it's more realistic than stealing Eric Spoelstra away from Miami, where he signed until 2032.
I just think Jay Wright is far-fetched. Okay. So there you go, Dan. You could save that and play that back.
No, but what you're doing is, and it's fine. I'm used to this. You do this a lot. Is instead of arguing one thing you can't argue, you're just moving to something else. That's fine.
It's not that I can't argue it. It's that I am not the Knicks or Leon Rose. I don't know all the details of trying to acquire Spoelstra, but you're telling me there's no shot?
Yeah, there's no shot!
Boy, this is what you tell Jet and Spence when they ask you something. There's no shot, kids. You don't give me a little bit of hope?
He signed an extension until 2032. Look, I agree with you.
It's unlikely.
If you could make Eric Spoelstra your head coach, of course. That'd be my number one choice. And no question, I'm totally agreeing with you.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.